And I am thrilled to have live in the studio, we've got Keegan Hollis and Matthew Williams of the Mariposa Eco Village. And they stopped in because they've got a very cool event happening tomorrow at their space. It is art and music and fireworks and fire, and it sounds like it's going to be a blast. So welcome, Matthew and Keegan. You've never been on High Plains Morning before. How's it feel?
It's awesome.
Yeah, we're jazzed to be here. Thank you so much.
Good. Yep. Are you caffeinated?
Yes, very caffeinated.
Yeah, two cups in.
Okay,
we're ready.
I'm very jealous. Well, first of all, I've kind of announced a couple things about the fourth fest. It's at Mariposa Eco Village on Sonsi, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. You're going to have vintage clothing. You're going to have an art gallery from local artists. You're going to have four different bands playing, an art burn, which we'll talk about. You've got everything going on here. So I want to hear all about this. First and foremost, Matthew, tell me, what is Mariposa Eco Village?
Mariposa is out by Wildcat Bluff, if you don't know where it is, out on the loop. It is a center for alternative building practices. We have a number of buildings that were built in a way that would maintain, have a better eco basis for the environment.
So like sustainable.
We're sustainable like living practices and building practices such as mud block homes, a straw bale house, ICF, which is insulated concrete forms, and catch water systems, stuff like that, so that we can better take care of our planet, really, and not use the air conditioner so much and not use a whole bunch of trees.
Well, I assume you probably have some solar panels out there, no?
No, we don't have those yet.
Working on the
solar
panels.
We've had some, and we have the infrastructure for it, but we're still waiting on some funding.
Okay, so it makes living on the High Plains very earth-friendly.
Yes, exactly. But also we're making it into a large outdoor arts complex in the meantime, because it's on a section of land, so we have been installing a whole bunch of outdoor art projects and land art. Keegan just did a really big, awesome mural that was on a culvert that looks like a crazy geometric painting from the 90s. It's really cool. And then we have a number of other things that we're doing.
So it's kind of a space where art is kind of forefront and, you know, environmental, you know, footprint.
Yes, it's all
thought.
Yeah, it's all artists out there mostly. And we're just kind of trying to make an artistic difference in the panhandle.
Wonderful. And now you've had some events out there. I know we talked to Tim Ingalls when they were doing the Chinese lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of space you guys have out there, it makes it kind of a really unique place for artists from around here to come and kind of do a little setup too. But this event is for Mariposa, by Mariposa, for people in the panhandle.
Yes, correct, absolutely.
Well, Keegan, tell me a little bit about the bands. Who's going to be playing?
Okay, I'll give you a little brief rundown of the four bands that'll be playing. We're going to kick it off with Colton Hollis. He's actually, oddly enough, my brother, and he plays kind of experimental guitar music. Really, really good stuff. And then directly after that, Hayden Pettigo will go on. Most of you panhandlers will know of Hayden's work. He's really, really quite prolific in the Texas panhandle. He has a new album coming out by Driftless Records out of Los Angeles in the near future. So he's killer. I'm really excited to have him on the list. Going on third will be this guy by the name of Andrew Weathers. He is actually a Oakland, California move-in. He lives in Littlefield, Texas now, of all places.
And that's like by Lubbock?
Exactly. Yeah, it's about 45 minutes away from Lubbock. Him and his lady bought about half of the downtown square, and they are trying to renovate it into a record store right now.
Wow.
And so he's extremely killer. He owns also a record label himself called Spectrum Records. And he has been on the road all up Southern California into Oregon and also into Washington a little bit. And he's on his way back home. And so he decided to open it up for Grex. And so Grex is the last band. They are San Francisco natives. to all you music heads out there. They have played with bands like King Crimson and Sun Ra, which are really awesome experimental art rock bands.
I can sneak in both of those artists now and again.
Yes, they
Sun
are.
That's awesome.
So it sounds like it's going to be kind of a very ambient, psychedelic-y kind of set with different levels of energy and rock and rolliness.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, all the best stuff about ambient and experimental, I think. So, Grex is just known as an art rock band. They consider themselves as punk rock mixed with free jazz. So it's a
That's a hard sell on a lot of people, but yeah. I'm friends with a kind of a prog rock band, so I have to say it is extremely fun to see these types of bands live. It's very orchestral. It's very fun to watch them interplay, and they're usually pretty virtuostic musicians.
Yes, absolutely.
To be able to have that kind of weird jazz timing, and then also, you know, coming in. So this will be a really fun show, and it sounds like that music will be a cool backdrop for the art show. Tell us a little bit about the art that's going to be there and on display.
Okay. So the art and the vintage clothing will be held in the ICF building, which is the biggest and main building on Mariposa's land.
Remind me what ICF stands for?
Insulated Concrete Form.
Got it.
It's the community center that we have there. It's
I have so many friends trying to get pregnant. I just hear IVF, and I just know that that's not what's happening in that building.
So we will have five local artists that are going to show art. Some from John Rivette, Matthew that is here today, Braden Kelly, myself, and Brittany Bush, and all really great local artists.
Is that mixed media? Or is it mostly hanging on the wall?
Mostly 2D.
Mostly 2D, yep. All hanging on the wall.
Very cool.
Each artist will have, you know, at least three pieces or so there. So.
And now fireworks, I'm assuming, is kind of bring your own?
Bring your own. We'll have a water hose out there making sure everything doesn't catch on fire, but mm-hmm. we all have to be aware of where the fireworks pop. But we have a big big dirt field that will work. Caliche pit, basically, is what it is.
Excellent. I don't even know what that word means.
It's a big caliche pit. Mariposa
used to be.
That's
a panhandle word for you. Caliche.
Caliche.
Yeah, caliche. Yeah.
I know Kolachki. I lived in Chicago for a while.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big pit of, you know, kind of gravel.
Okay.
So
non-flammable substance.
Yeah,
a little
and we're going to do the art burn there. So that's what we've done this for a number of years. This is actually John Rivette's personal project that he's moved. We did one out at my parents' ranch years ago, and we've done one out at Mariposa. But it's bring the art that you want to get rid of, or like pieces that might have failed you or were unsuccessful, or remind you of someone you don't want to remember anymore. So bring those pieces out, and then we burn them in
you a chuck
kind
them
of a
into
bonfire.
A bonfire.
All of your ex-girlfriend's paintings, basically, we're chunking. So
we could also, you know, voodoo. Like if you wanted to create an original voodoo piece for burning.
Yeah. No. Anything that can go into a big bonfire that you need to get rid of is what needs to be put in it.
The art burn to me is really, it's interesting because like I am such a hoarder as far as like art supplies. I'll just paint over something. There's like, I have some Canvi that have like 9 paintings that are all hideous, but I'll never burn it because I might put something on top.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm going to go through. I'm going to see what's salvageable. So this event is open to the public. If you're into art, if you're into music, if you don't have anything going on for the 4th, you want to have a fun time with a great arts community here in the Panhandle, head out to Mariposa Eco Village. There are going to be donations accepted. Is that right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And then tell me a little bit about camping. I saw something about camping.
Well, Mariposa has Hip Camp. There's a website called Hip Camp that we're currently doing for people that want to come out and camp for $15 a night. And then there's another one called Glam Camp where you actually get a tent and a air mattress. And they're both websites that you can look up. But for the 4th of July, we're just going to let people camp out there for free, especially if you are planning on drinking. It's kind of far out in the country and we don't want any accidents. It's right off of the loop and people drive 75 miles per hour on the loop right there. So it's can be a potentially dangerous spot to pull out of. So we encourage people to stay the night if they need to. And Yeah, pitch a tent.
Awesome.
We'll show you where.
All right. Well, that's MariposaAmarillo.com. And Keegan, if folks want to get in touch with you, if they have questions, give them the address of the Mariposa and your number.
Okay. Let me get the address, actually.
1501 North Sauncey?
Yeah, 1501 yes. North Sauncey. The thing about that is when you put it in your phone or Google Maps, it shows up about a half a mile south of the actual entrance. So wherever you put it in, it shows up at a chipping yard that the city used to run. You actually have to go a little bit further up the hill towards Wildcat Bluff, and then the entrance will be on your west side.
We will have that hopefully clearly marked with balloons or a sash or something, just so it'll kind of
catch it. Or a burning canvas.
Yes, yes. I hope so. But we'll try to make it a little easier for you to find. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you have questions, just contact Keegan.
Yeah.
So.
My contact, if anyone needs to get a hold of me, is 806-463-9324.
Perfect. All right. MariposaAmarillo.com is the address on the World Wide Web. Go out and see some live music, see some art, support the arts community in the Panhandle if you got nothing else going on tomorrow night. I am going to be doing my show tomorrow, so I'll be playing some really spirited patriotic songs, and hopefully it'll get everybody amped up to come out and hang out and burn some art.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming in, Keegan Hollis and Matthew Williams. You guys are awesome, and we thank you for all that you do for the arts community here in the Panhandle.
Thank you so much for having us. We love High Plains Radio. Thanks.
Yay!
Yes, we do.
All right, let's hear some new music from Becca Mancari off her album Good Woman. Here's Golden on High Plains Morning.